Detroit, the Oregon Ballet Theater, and as we approach the 10th anniversary of the show, we feature an archive from the vault. At 10, stay tuned for Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio, with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on the Radio Zine, we hear a panel from the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference on the recent Supreme Court of Canada's decision in the Socotine Nation versus British Columbia decision, which empowered First Nations seeking to assert title over their traditional territories and combating unwanted development on their lands. Thanks, KBOO members, for your great support. If you are not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. And stay tuned now for KBOO's News in Depth with coverage of today's protest of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in downtown Portland. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Sarika, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Good night, Matthew.
Good night.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
No fast track!
No TPP!
No fast track!
No TPP!
No fast track!
No TPP!
So we are out here because in this building, President Obama has sent some of his top trade people to push Fast Track and the TPP with our Chamber of Commerce. And they're doing that because they know that Oregon is ground zero for the Fast Track fight.
Because of Wyden?
Because of Senator Wyden. All across the country, all eyes are on Senator Wyden and all our eyes are on us to get him to do the right thing for Oregonians and oppose Fast Track for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He is getting a lot of pressure from the White House and from corporations that are pushing hard for him to support Republican Orrin Hatch's Fast Track bill. Now, that's the same senator that introduced Fast Track last year in 2014, and that's the Fast Track bill that Senator Wyden himself opposed, as well as all of our Democrats here in Oregon publicly opposed Fast Track in 2014 that Hatch was one of the architects for. Now we're looking at 2015, where Republicans are really pushing hard for it, and they got the backing of the White House, pushing hard for it too. But we need them to stand strong and stand with workers, the environment, with public health, access to affordable medicine, and oppose Fast Track for the TPP.
So have you heard from anybody at the Portland Business Association?
We know that Greg Pallison of the Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers is in there right now. And he's in the meeting, and he said that they're pretty upset that we're out here. They called the cops, and we got some very friendly police officers doing their job, but I get the sense they may support as well. But we have to be out here. We have to get our voices heard. Greg Pallison is in there. He's talking about the horrible effect that past trade deals have had on the paper industry, pulp and paper industry, where, you know, whole communities have been devastated from the job loss that these free trade agreements, irresponsible trade policy, has brought. And it doesn't just affect the families. He's going to be getting his voice heard on the inside because for his members, many of them have not only lost their jobs, but the whole community is affected because when these trade deals are forced through and people lose their jobs, there isn't the same tax revenue that communities used to have. And what does that affect? Schools, libraries, the public services that we depend on. Not to mention that since for the last 20 years, wages and benefits have completely stagnated. And what happened 20 years ago? NAFTA passed, the North American Free Trade Agreement. This is so far-reaching. There isn't any area that it doesn't affect.
And you are?
John Rhodes. I'm president of the Association of
Western Pulp and Paper Workers. We're based here in Portland. Ever since NAFTA came into effect, we've had nothing but problems in our industry and in industry in general across the country. The job loss has been tremendous. The TPP represents something that's much larger and much wider in scope than NAFTA. You know, we can't let this thing go through. The other thing is we're looking at fast track ability for the president. Really makes this TPP has been negotiated in secrecy, and fast track would make it that much more secret because it wouldn't see the light of the Congress and have amendments and those sorts of things that need to be done if in fact it's ever going to pass. So
how about other unions?
Most unions are very much on board, you know, as far as because it affects all of us, union or non-union. I mean, this is talking about jobs throughout the country, whether it's industrial jobs, construction jobs. It's going to have a devastating impact, just like NAFTA did. But here again, it's been termed as NAFTA on steroids, which it is. And it also takes into the scope of it is other things such as financial, dealings, those sorts of things, issues that it's a very broad thing to be passed in secrecy and allowed to become, law. So I guess that's why a lot of us have been out here. I think it's terrible that the media has not paid more attention to it. A lot of people don't know about it, even though we've known about it for the last several years. We've been, fighting against this thing, and we'll continue to.
So what's your union? What have you been doing on this issue?
Well, we've been affiliated with the Fair Trade Coalition in Oregon, as well as the national one. We're part of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters, and they're very involved in defeating this bill as well. And, we're trying to get the word out. It's hard here again because, most of the media is, tends to be on a more conservative and tends to, favor this.
Has OPB been out here?
Nobody's been out here except you, quite frankly. And,
we can't really take the place of all the other ones. I mean, we have a limited scope.
Now, you're with KBOO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved your labor program the other morning. Yeah, I mean, it's something that people don't know about. One of the fellows that just was here said he just learned about it yesterday, what it actually encompassed. And so he's down here today to do something about it. But it'd be nice to get some real coverage and get the truth out there so people can make a decision. We're here to try to sway Ron Wyden into voting the right way on this thing. And
Have you had any contact with Wyden's office?
Well, yeah, we have had contact with their office. The association, AWPPW, we've been very active in that. We do have our vice president actually is in the meeting today, so it might be interesting for you to talk to him when he comes out. So.
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Senator Wyden, time to repent. No backroom deals for the 1%.
So what's your name?
Dan O'Donnell. I'm a representative with the Carpenters. I registered online yesterday, and I have my registration right here from the Business Roundtable. And so I was registered, but they refused to let me sit in the meeting, which I registered for. And I think this is really a reflection of the overall fast track, because what they've done with fast track is they're trying to exclude the public. They're trying to force something down our throats, a terrible trade agreement that's going to cost hundreds of thousands of jobs in Oregon alone. And then what happens? We find out once the decisions have already been made by Senator Wyden's Wall Street friends and sweatshop owners like Phil Knight, who have a private line to Senator Wyden, they're going to be able to have all the influence. And then regular civil society, community organizations, workers, churches, we're all going to be excluded. Environmentalists, consumers, anybody in Oregon who cares about democracy or putting limits on corporate power. No, we are not the friend of Senator Ron Wyden. We have been excluded from this meeting by the Obama administration and by Senator Ron Wyden, who's become a corporate Democrat.
So what reason? Did they give you a reason for excluding you?
They didn't. They said I was already in there. I showed them a photo ID, and I said, yeah, I'm a little grayer and a little fatter, but that's still my photo ID. I am not in that room. I'm right here, and I'm trying to get in. And they said, no, you've already checked in. We're not letting you into the room. So, again, this is really representative of the exclusion that the whole corporate class is trying to push the public away from these negotiations. They've been done in secret against the best interests of the regular working people in the state of Oregon. We've already lost tens of thousands of jobs just to Canada, and then to Mexico, and 63,000 jobs we've lost to China because of the, you know, currency manipulation and these most favored nation trade status for China. This is an assault on our democracy. And
so Saturday at 10:30, we're going to meet at the Working Families Party headquarters, which is 333 Southeast 2nd Avenue, 10:30 a.m., to do a canvas. We're going to go to Ron Wyden's neighborhood and actually talk to his neighbors, let him know that he needs to hear from his community about how we feel about Fast Track and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There should be... hopefully a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has said that they're going to come out to that. So it'd be really great to have everyone that cares about this issue there. Yeah, it'll be lots of fun. We're also going to take an RV to Brookings and Coos Bay next week. So if anybody wants to join us, Ron Wyden is having two town hall meetings, he's announced. And we're going to leave Friday morning, bright and early, 9 a.m. from 12th and Madison. You can leave your car on the street and join us in the Ron Wyden Watch RV. And we're going to drive down, stay the night in Brookings, and then head up to Coos Bay and go to those two town halls. Let him know that we're watching him and he needs to do the right thing on Fast Track and TPP.
So in Portland, that's this Saturday at what time?
10:30 a.m.
Greg Pallison, vice president of the Western Association of Pulp and Paper Workers, was able to get inside the meeting. I caught up with him later by phone to get his impressions of what went on inside.
The purpose, clearly was a combination of U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce Jay Williams was there to speak with a group of people. And the audience were business leaders in the Portland area and within the state to talk about both the Trans-Pacific Partnership and then the TPA, which is, you know, the Presidential Fast Track Authority, be able to negotiate the trade agreements and just get an up or down vote from Congress on the trade agreements. The main discussion, the entire discussion was, in my opinion, a sales pitch on how good trade agreements have been in the past at creating jobs and creating economic growth, and how much better the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be if it were to get passed. There was a number of examples that were presented by both Secretary of Commerce Williams and then the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Christopher Wenk, was there, and they used examples of, success stories with regard to trade agreements. But what's, pretty ironic is they did not use or mention trade deficits, and they focused on exports and never really talked about imports. And although exports may be up, the number of imports, has gone up more dramatic than exports. A quick example of that are since referred to as the CORUS, but the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement has been passed. Since that time, which is one of the newer trade agreements, our deficit in goods with South Korea has gone up by about 84%.
Elizabeth Swagger from the Oregon Fair Trade Campaign said that, she thought the reason why this happened was because Oregon is kind of the ground zero for this TPP because of Senator Wyden's importance and the fact that there is apparently, a fair amount of opposition growing in Oregon. Do you feel that they really came to Portland for that reason?
Yes, absolutely. I think if you look at what's going on with the Obama administration, the political activity that's taking place, absolutely. I was trying to put pressure on the senator. And also even, you look at Washington State, the Seattle, Seattle leadership for the city just took action to oppose what's happening with the trade agreements, the TPA and TPP. And Washington State is, number one trade dependent, so to speak, as they refer to state and the nation. And yet Seattle recognizes the negative impacts that have happened and would continue to happen under, you know, what people believe the TPP would be. And again, the TPP, there's been a lot of leaked documents recently that are showing just how bad the trade agreement really appears to be. The entire, you know, trade agreement that's being negotiated has not been released. And part of the discussions in the meeting today was that the TPA, Fast Track, there's a real urgency to get it passed. And there was acknowledgement today without the TPA, Fast Track, being passed, that TPA, you know, would likely fail. I mean, sorry, the TPP, the trade agreement, would likely fail. Every trade agreement passed, we've been promised things will be better, and the job loss continues, and it's not better.
That was KBOO's Paul Rowland at the protest this afternoon, beginning with an interview with Elizabeth Swagger, director of the Oregon Fair Trade Campaign. This afternoon, Christopher Wink of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce Jay Williams were here at the Portland Business Association in Southwest Portland in order to promote fast-track authority for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, known as TPP, to the business community of Portland. While the business leaders met, a spirited crowd of social justice, environmental, and union activists protested on the sidewalk outside. The organization WikiLeaks has managed to release portions of the secret text of the agreement. The leaked sections reveal the extent of the TPP's far-reaching elimination of oversight for transnational corporate operations. Mainly as a result of these leaks, public opposition to the TPP has grown exponentially, and pressure is mounting on key Democratic senators like Oregon's Ron Wyden to keep in step with President Obama's support of fast-tracking the controversial trade agreement through the United States Congress.
Thank you, Robert. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Next up is Rose City Native Radio.